the 5 metre line gives Dwayne Peel the platform to kick clear. Jordan Murphy watched all the way. Murphy, the Gary Owen goes back, probably the right option. Dwayne Peel waits, Murphy's arriving. Jordan Murphy, terrific take. Offload to Paul O'Connell. Ireland need numbers and they need them quickly. Best is there, Stringer is looking for it. Ball with the scrum half, who loops it away to David Wallace, who bounces off one, off two, and tries to find the safety of numbers. It's there once more for Peter Stringer. Now what can Ireland offer? Jordan Murphy, Gordon Darcy, Roland O'Gara. O'Gara's pass is out to O'Driscoll. Back inside, O'Driscoll! Absolute magic from the Irish captain, and the first meaningful effort from the Irish backline is rewarded with a try. Jordan Murphy, a welcome replacement, and Ireland have a second try.
The first decent ball that allows the Irish backline put width on it, and O'Driscoll at the end of it all, but at the root, very much Murphy. Whatever about the take, which was magnificent when the ball came back down, the height of that Gary Owen, he put snow on it, and that allowed him to get underneath, to retain it, to link with Paul O'Connell. Ireland set up the ruck. Stringer did well to get it away. Look at the height on that. Murphy takes it, O'Connell in support, and eventually the Irish backline in position, Wales backpedalling. And it takes two good passes, a particularly good one coming up here in a moment from Murphy again, when he links in as first receiver. And eventually when it gets wide to O'Driscoll, he finishes. Now look at this pass from Murphy coming up. Look at that. Brilliant.
First Murphy, then Darcy's pass, and then through the hands to O'Driscoll to score his 29th try, Ireland's leading try scorer of all time. And he's left Ronan O'Gara with that conversion attempt. As O'Gara does that, Jordan Murphy makes his way from the game, and Dennis Hickey is back. The try will have settled Ireland's nerves. This kick will help Ronan O'Gara's confidence.